Okay. Next on our agenda is the administrative. So, follow up on irrigation company debris discussion. Jim asked me to be better at following up, so I put it on the agenda. So I called Tyler Stewart, who I understand is president or chief of the irrigation board. And I asked him about, I relayed the conversation we had last month about debris from the irrigation ditches being left outside the ditch. And I asked him what his protocol was. He stated absolutely if debris comes out of the ditch, it belongs to the irrigation company, they're cleaning it up. That may take a day or two or three to get that cleaned up. And I'm hoping what happened was they cleaned it up and Camille came in to mow and that debris was there in the way. Usually that's a short term. Tyler thought that was a short term issue that should be quickly resolved. As I've driven around town, I have not seen piles of debris stack up. And Tyler agreed with me that regardless of where the garbage came from, if it belongs to the irrigation company once it's in that ditch. If they know, if there's bags of garbage that says Jim and Tammy Beckstrand's mail on it, they know where it came from, and that's the issue between the irrigation company and those people who left it there. Once they pull that out and leave it on the,
threw it into the ditch.
I know, on the town, because there's no ditches in front of the house.
No, Don did that.
But if the irrigation company puts that debris in our right-of-way, the issue is between Meadowtown and the irrigation company. Mm-hmm. And so Tyler's pretty clear on that. He owned it. He says they're going to work on make sure that's all cleaned up. So hopefully that's a non-issue. And I'll work with Camille to maybe just let the irrigation company know, hey, I'm going to be mowing this week, and they can just make sure that they've got that cleaned out. So that was my follow-up. Next, we had an ordinance review. This was also a group project, a request to do an ordinance review. And so I'm going to continue to do an ordinance review. I am not, unless you guys are adamant that we read these ordinances verbatim, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take the time to read all this stuff.
I think it's fine when you paraphrase how it is, not word for word.
Our ordinances are available. They're quoted to us frequently. People in town have them. We have them. And so I don't think it's important necessarily that we read them. And maybe there's some good that comes out if people have a different interpretation of what how I interpret it or how our group interprets it. I think our job is to enact the ordinances as we understand them. Mm-hmm. And I think the next step beyond that is our town attorney supporting us in a legal environment against someone else's attorney, if that's how those interpretations get to. As recall, I'll see if I can answer some of the questions. One question was, have we asked an attorney to review these ordinances? We have not. We stated months ago when we started this project that we wanted to review these, have an understanding of what they were, and identify those we thought may need change. And so as we continue to go through this, we may find one or two or 16 that we think need to be changed. It will be up to us if we want to involve our attorney to review that, or if we just want to do that. So I have not called an attorney and said, hey, what do you think about this? We're just reviewing our ordinances that we have all have access to that we can all read whenever we want. So I'll keep doing this and we'll go from there. So tonight I pulled Title III, which is Business and License Regulations. Chapter 1 is really, it's 3 pages. But I want to highlight a couple pieces out of our business license provision. The town clerk, Monica, the town clerk is hereby designated and appointed as ex officio the assessor and license of license taxes for town. So our town clerk is in charge of managing those and doing that. So there's an application for a license, and it has to have, and there's a form, but by ordinance, it has to include the person desiring a license, the kind of license desired, stating the business, calling, or profession to be performed, practiced, or carried on, and the place that it's going to be, right? So you have to have name, what, and where it is. There are fees for all the business licenses, and they range, most of them are $20. If you want to have a circus or carnival, it's $5 a day. Or if you want to have an acrobatic or athletic performance, it's $5 a day. Most of the other ones are $20 for an ordinance. So it's, or for a business license. It's pretty cheap. You can have multiple businesses. So if Robert Beckstrand wants to have a business in his house, he's got a salon and he's cutting hair, but he also wants to have a second business, which is, let's say...
Painting nails.
Painting nails, or I was going to go to circus or carnival. A single business license will suffice. So any person, firm, or partnership that does one or more type of businesses in the same location shall pay one license fee, right? So just one. Interesting to note that all licenses are due the first day of each calendar year. So January 1st, the licenses are due. If not paid by February 1st, they become delinquent. And there's a penalty, and they expire December 31st. So January 1st, you have to pay. They become delinquent 30 days later on February 1st. If it's not paid within 30 days, there's a 10% fee that's added to the original amount. Well, it's $20, so you're going to add $2. And that's not an issue, but I know there's people in town, we've been talking to them, that are multiple years delinquent. It doesn't say anything else about delinquency, and I wonder if we need to mail out delinquency notices, Monica, the first week of February.
I usually do.
And say,
you're you haven't done this, like,
and now it's
10%
extra.
Yep. And still, that doesn't always work.
Okay. So you do send those out?
Mm-hmm. I don't keep, I mean,
we get ours January 1st in Fillmore.
I mail it out January 1st, and sometimes between January 1st and January 30th is when we renew them, but.
He can't transfer it. If Robert Beckstrand has his hair salon that's different than his nails, he can't transfer that to Andy Holloway, right? Yeah, you have to start over. They have to display their license in a conspicuous place on the wall of the building or in the room they're operating in. The record has to be maintained by the town clerk. And interesting to note, whenever it shall appear to the town council that any place of business for which a license has been granted is kept or conducted in an illegal, disorderly, or ill-governed manner, we can revoke that license. And we have to have a hearing. We get a 3-day notice that we'll have a hearing to revoke a license. And that decision by the town council is final. There's no appeal to it. And if it's been revoked, they have to wait 6 months' time before they can get another license. So that was a review of Chapter 3, business licenses.
Is there anything there for not having a business license, like an Airbnb?
There's not. But you can get on our Facebook page with a link. It's at the top of the Facebook page, and you can follow it, and you can read ad nauseum about it. Okay. Anything else on ordinance review? We have the agenda says ordinance to cancel the 2025 municipal election.
Yours really? Says that, but the one that I posted online says, and at the post office says resolution.
Says resolution.
I fixed it.
It should be a resolution. So we have three pending vacancies. The mayor and two town council member positions, the one Jim Beckstein occupies and the one Channing occupies. So three positions. We had three applicants, one for mayor, one for Jim Beckstein's position, and one for Channing's position. The application deadline for that came and went, and the application deadline for write-in came and went. So, I have a resolution, and I'll read it, and tell me what you think. A resolution declaring unopposed candidates for the seat of mayor and two vacant council member positions elected, Town of Meadow, Utah. The purpose of this resolution is to cancel the 2025 election for the position of mayor and town council members of Meadow Town. The council of the Town of Meadow did duly order a municipal election to be held on November 4th to elect a mayor and two councilmen. Whereas, as of 5 p.m. June 6, 2025, the deadline for filing for a place on the ballot, each person whose name is to appear on the ballot is unopposed, and whereas of 5 p.m. August 29th, 2025, no candidates' names to be placed on a list of write-in candidates for those offices, and whereas the clerk serving as the official receiving applications for a place on the ballot has presented certification that no candidate is opposed and no proposition is to appear on the ballot. Be it resolved by the governing body of the Town of Meadow, Utah, as authorized by Title 20A-1-206 of the Utah Election Code, the following candidates for council are declared to be elected: Mayor Gary Bishop, Council Jim Beckstein, Council Robert H. Beckstein, and that the election previously ordered for November 4th, 2025, not be held for these positions, and that a copy of this order be sent to the Miller County Clerk and the Lieutenant Governor's Office. Adopted by the Governing Board this 15th day of September, 2025. Is there any discussion on this resolution? Would the council members be willing to sign a yay or a nay on this? I'll pass this around, this resolution, and then we will post that resolution and we'll submit to the county and the Lieutenant Governor's Office. Those are the two pieces.
And we have to do a verbal roll call
vote. Okay. Yeah. So let's do a verbal roll call vote. Verbal roll call vote. Councilman Channing Stott.
Yay.
Councilmember Sonny Gill.
Yay.
Councilmember Jim Beckstein.
Yay.
Councilmember Justin Jensen is absent. The mayor is a yay. Thank you, Mom, for helping us navigate that.
Borrow a pen. This pen's a kid pen, I guess.
Next, I'd like to open up our calendars to talk about October. This is something we've been working on for a couple of months. So, as we discussed in August, to begin tonight, our regular meeting is scheduled for October 20th, which is fine. Our town clerk won't be here. We can have Haley sit in for us. I don't know what her schedule is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Will you text her and see if she's available?
Yeah.
So the question is, do we want to hold it on the 20th without Monica? I don't know your schedules, or do we want to try and move it? I think there were some problems trying to move it around with everyone's schedule.
Yeah, I won't be here the 27th.
Which is the following Monday.
Yeah.
And I will be here the 13th, the previous Monday.
Hey, it seems like I saw something about October 23rd. Was that?
Really,
that's a Thursday. I'm okay with the 23rd.
I'm pretty sure I'm okay with the 23rd.
I'll get back to you.
Well, we need to schedule it.
Well, jeez. Let me look real quick. Hold on. Said October 23rd?
Thursday, October 23rd. It's entirely possible we would have a public hearing immediately preceding that.
Oh, I'm good. I can do that.
There's nothing there.
Yeah,
I have the high school calendar.
I was thinking I would have it like a JV game on Thursday. But
do we want to plan it for Thursday the 23rd?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. So let's plan for October 23rd. For October Town Council. Thank you. And right now we'll plan that at 7 p.m. And as we figure out what potentially a public hearing could look like, we may want to do that a little bit ahead or adjust that. But right now we'll lock that down. 7 o'clock. I have one piece of other business that I was just made aware of two days ago. And then we'll open it up if there's more. Last year, Jill Averett held a yard sale in the park to earn some money. She was targeting the town sign for the monument welcome. When I spoke with her, and it may have been yesterday, the day before, Saturday, she indicated she intends to do that annually. She wants to have another yard sale. She'll take donations and help. But she's interested in what the town would like those donations to go towards. So we have a minute to get back to her. She intends to give those donated funds directly to the town. And we could do with them within reason, right? What we think that is. And I couldn't tell you if that's going to be $100 or $1,000. I know it's been a pretty big turnout last year, and it almost became a social event with people down the park. So please think about what that could be. And she tossed out ideas like perhaps we need a monument that would correlate with some of our fallen service members that could be at the park. Probably not in the middle of the park, but on the perimeter, perhaps, where the flags could be around, that could be something like that. Or we could work towards that. That was just an idea she was throwing out, but she was interested in if we had some ideas or requests that maybe some of that funding could go towards to help make Meadowtown a beautiful place. So please think about that.
Is she open to donations of stuff to sell?
I believe she is.
Okay.
I believe she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other business? We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming out, everybody.